Okay. Meyer Carey, December 12th, 1984, at the Sephardic Center.
Tempo, anything like that. Okay, almost finished.
Should we sing Bert? Listen to him.
Okay, that's
fine. Many times over.
First page is almost done. Okay.
One other quick question for you, and then I'll turn it over to them. We were thinking in the winter, a number of the people will be able to continue on my next seminar. Do you think you and perhaps Hyman and Cabby would be willing to work on Bakashot with us maybe in March?
Oh, of course.
We wouldn't even be able to do anything until like after the worst of the winter. Maybe we can make it before.
You got an extra yarmulke on you? No.
I have one from downstairs.
No. Oh, it's okay. Sorry. Okay.
I'll
see you. No, it's okay. Yeah. For March,
don't
worry about
it. Take all the bakashot if
that's a good idea.
3-4 times.
Very good.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to Cabby.
Yeah, that's my nephew, by the way.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, one or. Let me see how the words are written over here.
Sir, I have a copy.
Maybe it's better for me to read in English.
it's really hard if you read Hebrew to read it in English.
Yeah, there's that. Okay, well, the fact that I'll say it first will be much easier for you.
Do you have that?
Oh. Laksa. Where do you get the Laksa from? L-A-C-H. Lach. Okay, let's go. Yom yom. Let's go. Yom yom. Tamid.
Tamid.
So far we got yom yom tamid, yom yom tamid. Is that too high or should I go lower? Is that too high? Is it too
high?
Is it high? I can go high. But is that okay? Okay, next. Lach et palal. Lach et palal. Three notes on lal. Yom yom tamid lach et palal. Yom yom tamid lach et palal. Melech. Meholal, meholal, melech meholal, melech meholal. Yom yom tamid lach et palal, melech meholal. You got it? Should we repeat it again? Dun dun pa pa pam pa 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 pam pa 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 yom yom tamid lachet palal melech meholam. Next is easy. Matai tifdelef.
Matai tifdelef.
Amha umlal, amha umlal, ki hu gadol be,
ki hu gadol be,
yofi michlal,
yofi michlal.
So these two verses are exactly the same. Matai teftele, amha umlal, matai teftele, amha umlal. Ki hu gadol be, ki hu gadol be, yofi michlal,
yofi michlal.
It's the end. As bekereb kedoshim, as bekereb kedoshim, titalal, titalal. That's the song. Next verse is a little different, but let's go repeat it first. Yom yom tamid lachet palal melech meholal matai teftele am ha umlal ki hu gadobe yofi michlal az bekereb kedoshim titahalal.
Any questions? You know, you got it all on.
Oh, let's go for the next verse. Then we'll go for just the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is just a little different. Then da 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 da. This goes like this. Shaddai ha hazir. That's the same. So let's say that. Shaddai ha hazir. Now ha atara is a little different. It's just a plain deal. Ha atara. Ha atara. Libne gebira. That's the only difference. Libne gebira. Then all the rest is the same. Let's get that again. Shaddai ha-hazir ha-tara. See the first one. Yom yom tamid lachet palal. This is different. Ha-tara. Again. Shaddai ha-hazir ha-tara. Also, this is a little different too. Libne gebira. Libne gebira. Instead of la da 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 da, this is a little different. Now the next is the same. Ataha el ne.
Ataha el ne.
Zarbig bura. Zarbig bura. Nahasilenu. Nahasilenu. Mikol Sara, as Yeshir Moshe it, as Yeshir Moshe it, Hashira, Hashira. So in about 10 minutes you learned the song, almost. You know, I would love you, Rabbi, to explain the words, so it'll be really a meaningful thing, because it's not just a tune that's important. You can do that, right? Yom Yom Tamid.
Every day I will pray unto you, O King is to be praised. When will you redeem the oppressed people? Well, for he is great, but your feet and your feet is beautiful. Michlal is in general. As Bekerev Kadoshim Tita, then amongst the community, amongst the holy, he is to be praised. Almighty Hazer, restore the crown to the children of Gevira means. It means the queen. I don't know. This is the feminine. It's referring to God in the feminine form.
Is it the feminine of the Torah?
Yeah, it is in a way. You are God who is girded.
No, with that was strength.
With strength.
Save us from,
right? Deliver us from all distress. Moses will sing the song. That's reference to the song of Moses in Exodus 15.
Okay. Yom yom tamid lachet palal melech meholal matay tefter le. Am ha umlal ki ho gadol be yofi mechlal az bekereb kedoshim titehalal shaddai ha hazira atara libne gebira. Taha el ne zarbig bura nahasilenu mikosara As Yashir Moshe et Hashina. Is that okay? Should we go to another one? And then we'll come back to this if you still remember it, which you will. What's the next one? 116. I'm giving you easy ones because the hard ones I don't know either. Oh, the first CD.
Sorry, Rafa CD. Yes, excuse me.
The first CD. The first CD. Okay, ready? The first CD. Let's go. The first CD. Hold it. Eleman. See, this is all in the Ma'am Ras, so they all seem to sound alike, but because it has the arad of the Rust song. So they're all going to end, blah, 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 which is Rust. Okay. So far we're in like, Efa Sidi El Ne'eman. Let's go. Efa Sidi El Ne'eman. Ki ata rofe umman. Ki ata rofe umman. So now we repeat it again because we have to say that twice. So the second one goes like this, same exact this. Fasiri el ne'eman ki ata rofe uman. The second one is just a last gonna because we got to finish the song. So let's say the second one. Ki ata rofe uman. Let's say both now. The first part, Ataro Feuman, refine, you repeat it. Fasiri El Neeman, Ki Ataro Feuman, refine. Now we go up in Neeman, Ki Ataro Feuman. Now we got Etroshi, Etroshi. Shur halshi, vetenkoah le nafshi. Now we repeat, etroshi, shur halshi, vetenkoah le nafshi. Okay, it's a little difficult. The first part and the umman, it goes up, umman, refa, then again, umman. Then when we end, betenkoa, we go up on nafshi, then we go down nafshi, like this. Etroshi, shurahalshi, betenkoa le nafshi, etroshi, shurahalshi, betenkoa le nafshi. It's like the first part where you go down and up, over you go down, up and down on the nefshi on the last one. Let's go, I'm getting. Defasini eleman, ki ataro feuman, refasini. Now we're going to go up. Leeman, ki ataro feuman, etroshi shurahashi. Vetenkova le nafshi, etroshi shurahashi, vetenkova le nafshi. Second verse, same tune, different words. Repeat the first line twice and repeat the other one twice. Repeat after me. Petasha. Oh, you want to say it together? Or you want to get the words first? Repeat after me. Peta sha'ara rahamim.
Peta sha'ara rahamim.
Ramshokh bamerumim. Ramshokh bamerumim. Now repeat peta. I'm going to go up on mim. I'm going to go up. Peta sha'ara rahamim. Ramshokh bamerumim. See the second one? Al Abdach.
Abdach.
Simhastach.
Simhastach.
En merachem beladach. En merachem beladach. Al Abdach. Simhastach. En merachem beladach.
You get the point?
El hayres elit filati. El hayres elit filati. Lit filati. Vehushale ezrati. Vehushale ezrati. El hayres elit filati.
That's the second one, don't forget.
Litfilati Lehushale Adrati Lehushale Adrati Bimera Deror Kera Bimera Deror Kera Le'am ben ha-gebira Le'am ben ha-gebira Bimera deror kera Bimera deror kera Le'am ben ha-gebira Le'am ha-gebira.
We got that? Now we can repeat the whole song.
Fasiri el neman ki ataro feuman Fasiri el neman ki ataro feuman Etroshi shurahashi Betenko wale napshi Etroshi shorachashi Betekoa lenafshi Betashara rahamim Ramshochem ha-meromim Betashara rahamim Ramshochem ha-meromim Alav tachsim chastach En melache beladach Abdazim hastach En melache beladach El hayres elet filati Vehushale edrati El hayres elet filati Vehushale ezrati Bimera derokera Le'am ben ha-gebira Bimera derokera Le'am ben ha-gebira.
Now let's go back to 107. See if we remember the other song. For the benefit of this guy that came late. Okay.
Yom yom tamid lachet palal melech meholam matay teftele am ha'umlal ki hu gadol be yofi mechlal az bekerem Tethalal Shaddai Ha-Hazer Ha-Tara Libne Gebira Attaha Elne Zarbek Bura Nahasilenu Mikol Sara As Yashin Moshe et Hashina.
See what you missed? Now what's the next one?
119.
Nezer. Oh, Nezer. Oh, that's a beauty. Ready?
Nezer Omed.
Nezer Omed.
Ahar kotlenu, ahar kotlenu, makshib renatenu,
Makshib Rinatenu.
So far we got like this. Enese Omeda Harekot Lenu Makshib Rinatenu. Enese Omed Aharekot Lenu Makshib Rinatenu. Next is the same thing almost. Megaludzeya. Megaludzeya. Hishve Yiftenu. Hishve Yiftenu. Mesarote. Got that? Mesarotenu. Just one word. Mesarotenu. From the beginning. Enese omed aharekot lenu makshib rinatenu. Galuzeya Hishve Yiftenu Masarotenu. Ki Amraze, Ki Amraze, Sofe Hoze, Sofe Hoze, Ume Sape. Unesape miyom leyom, miyom leyom. So these two are exactly the same, right? Now it goes. Ki hu nose, ki hu nose, ayin avlam marom, ayin avlam marom, lishu atcha, lishu atcha. Safui, Safui. Okay. Neze omeda harekot lenu makshib rinatenu. Megalot zeya hishve yiftenu. Okay, let's repeat now. Ki Amra Zeh Fiyah, because it's me. Ki Amra Zeh, let's go.
Ki Amra Zeh,
Sofe Hozeh,
Sofe Hozeh.
Next one is exactly the same thing. Ume Sape Miyom Leyom. Ume sape miyom leyom. It's now different. Ki hu no se,
ki hu no se,
ayin avlam marom,
ayin avlam marom,
lishu atcha,
lishu atcha,
safui,
safui.
Let's repeat Ki Amraze. Ki Amraze Sofe Hoze Ume Sape Miyom Leyom Ki Hono Se Ein Avlam Marom Lishu Atcha Safoy. Do all the sounds, do all these songs sound the same to you?
This one sounds very different. The third one.
Okay, let's repeat the beginning.
The makam sounds the same.
Huh? Yeah. The what? The tone like
this?
The makam. Well, that's because it's the makam. Let's repeat Hineze. Hineze omeda harekot lenu makshib rinatenu megalot zeya. Hishvei
מיום ליום, כי הוא נושא עיניו למרום, לישועתך הבא. אליזן עם,
אליזן עם,
דלמו בני לו, דלמו בני לו, מקדש בתוך עיר חומה, מקדש בתוך עיר חומה.
סוף הבגד.
אליזן עם דלמו בני לו, מקדש בתוך עיר חומה. אליזן עם דלמו בני לו, מקדש בתוך עיר חומה. כי לך תכרע כל ברך, כי לך תכרע כל ברך, תשתחווה כל קומה, תשתחווה כל קומה.
Now repeat this twice, and when we end off, כי לך תכרע כל ברך, we go a little slower, and we end it off. Let me repeat the second verse.
Elizan,
I'm going to say the second part. It's just the difference is just we slow it up on the last verse.
Elizan am dan mubne lo mektash betoch in choma.
This is the second verse.
Kilechat krakol berech tishtachave kol koma.
First part is a little fat, then it's lower. Elizan am, I'm going to say the second, the first and the second.
Elizan am dal ubne lo, mikdash betoch in choma. Kilechate krakol beret eshtachave kol koma. Elizan am dal ubne lo, mikdash betoch in choma.
Now we slow it up. You got it? From the beginning.
ויפדנו מסערותינו כי עם רזה צופה חוזה ומספה מיום ליום כי הוא נושא אין אבלה לישועתך צפוי אליזן עם דל ובני לו מקדש בתוך עיר חומה כי לך תכרע כל ברך תשתחווה כל קומה אליזן עם דל ובני לו מקדש בתוך עיר חומה כי לך תכרע כל ברך תשתחווה כל קומה.
That's that. You want to go from the beginning again? But I want everybody to sing. You're not singing.
I'm singing.
Okay, but I want to hear you. You sound very good. I mean, I know it's very, the first time, I know you're maybe a little hesitant, but you're way ahead of anybody else that you know what's going on at least. But, you know, try to... Everybody sing together. You want to raise it up the tune?
No.
Yom, yom. I think it's fine.
It's very low, you know. You want to go back to Yom Yom?
Sure.
Okay.
Yom Yom Tamid Lachet Palal Melech Meholal Matay Teftelet Am Ha'umlal כי הוא גדול ביופי מכלל, אז בקרב קדושים תתהלל. שבתאי החזר החרה לבני גבירה Taha elne zar big bora nahasilenu mikosara Az Yashir Moshe Et Hashira.
Anybody want to ask any questions? You know, like if you're stuck or how did this one go? You know, don't be afraid to ask, because I want everybody to know exactly how you leave it later on. Yeah.
This seems a very common feature of going on to the first consonant, the first syllable of the next
word. I understand. Yeah, I know. Well, that's the way. Otherwise, they can't fit the words, so they break it in half. You know. Did I tell you? I told you the story about that. After the class, I'll tell you. Now, what's the next one? 116. Down, up, up, down. Hasidi el Neeman ki ataro peoman refa. Hasidi el Neeman ki ataro peoman etroshi shirachalshi. Betenko ale nafshi etroshi shorohashi. Betenko ale nafshi keta shahar arahamim ramshokhem amiromim. Beta shahar arahamim ramshokhem amiromim. In Merachem Biladach Alach Asim Hasdach In Merachem Biladach El Chai Seselet Filati Tehoshale Adrati El Chai Seselet Filati בחוש עלי עזרתי פינדה דרור קרא לעם בנגה בירה פינדה דרור קרא לעם בנגה בירה נזה עומד אחר קוט לנו מקשיב לנתנו בגלות זה יחיש ויפתנו מסערותנו. Let's get, I'm going to get מסערותנו. Don't say too much. Nessa,
Nessa, Dote, no, Nessa, Dote, no, Ki Amraze, Sofe, Jose, Home, Sape, Miom, Leom, Ki Hunose. Einam lamarom lishuatcha safui elizam amdan uvnelo mikdash betoch irchoma kilchatech rakol beret eshtaha bekol koma kilcham amdan uvnelo mikdash betoch irchoma
See the first part.
Vetor in Homa, Kilechatech Rakol Berech Tishtah.
You don't stop for nothing. Then you go slow after me. Now, what's that? Oh, yeah, great. Now, what are you going to do now?
You
want to
tell us the story?
I want to, because he mentioned something just now, but I want to tell you how these You know, when we used to have a rabbi, a hazan, I used to make up poems when anyone had like a bar mitzvah or something. So the father of the boy would come to the rabbi and give the names of all the family. Make sure that he puts it in the song. The son that's getting bar mitzvah, his wife or his children or the father. Lament the name. So now, let's see if... Gotta find it. You're gonna laugh when I tell you to. I hope. Oh yeah, page 322. I'm going to show you what he just was referring to. How they break up the words. 322. Like that. Okay. Now they see Mezivach Tenhil Alaya Oviyah 322. This is for a bar mitzvah. The Talmid was name was Sion, and the father was Shemuel, and the family's name is Nasser. Now we're gonna find first of all. Now look at the second verse where it says Shem El Norayan Sereni. You see it? Shem El is Shemuel. That's the father. Shem El. In Sereni is Nasser. The family name. And Sion is the boy that's getting bar mitzvah. Yeah. Now he mentioned all the family, Abraham, his family, his other son. Now he goes over to the guy and says, you know, where did you put my wife's name? His wife's name was Sanyar. Sharing a name, Sanyar. He's looking all over the book, he doesn't see it. So he says, over here. Now one, two, three, four, on the fourth line over here, I'm gonna sing the song, just that part where his wife's name is in. So he goes like this: Bechodesh ni sanyar eni. He says, I cut her off in the middle. So that's what he tells. So when you were telling me about the words breaking up, so isn't this
a tendency to do that with
words? Yeah. Bechodesh ni sanyar eni. So that's something that you never heard before, right? So mark that in your 322. I guess that's it, no? Or you want to do anything else? Or questions?
Well, I'd like to ask you quite a few questions, if you don't mind. I'm very interested in the whole process of how the tradition gets handed down from one generation to the next. Because obviously this is something that's been going on for many, many years. And yes. So there has to be a way that it's passed from one person to the next. You mentioned that you heard the songs sung in Friday nights in your home and Saturday in the synagogue.
That's right.
Did you also study them in school in any way?
No, I don't think they taught them in school.
Mm-hmm.
But continuing every Saturday is like becomes part of it becomes Friday night we say Shira Shirim. Now, we know it's Bahad, it's about four pages long. You might think the guy's like a smart individual. It's not. The fact that anybody can do it by coming every Saturday or Friday night, the synagogue becomes like part of a... Of course, anybody from the outside, they think, it's not hard if it's continuously said every single... Just like everything else, if it's repeated... Nobody knows that. You know it now. I mean, now you teach it to somebody else. You know what I mean? Before you didn't know it. It's just like starting or creating something new every time something is handed down from one to another.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to teach it in Megan David these songs like this. And that's the only thing. Nobody else taught or nobody.
When was that you did that?
About 6-7 years ago.
But you're not doing it anymore?
No.
How come?
Nobody's interested. I don't know. They were, but the ones are. That's the only thing they remember is songs. I get people out and married and have kids. You say, you know, Mickey, my husband says, how the hell do I young woman or young boys and they now they appreciate it more than before because they realize, you know, it's part of us. And but nobody else is teaching. That's why I'm so happy. I mean, our own people don't know it. The new people from the outside are interested more than our own.
So nobody's teaching it now.
Not really.
Well, don't you teach it to Bar Mitzvah boys?
I teach them how to read the Sefer Torah for their part.
You don't teach them Hizbonim?
No, I got no time to teach it.
You don't teach them.
I'll teach anybody that wants to learn, but you know, they just what'd you say?
You don't teach the Bar Mitzvah boys Bakashot.
No, why should I teach them Bakashot? Are they interested in learning them? I mean, if they ask me, yeah, if anybody's interested, I teach. But for what? I mean, I'm going to listen. I want to teach. No. I don't have no time.
Would there be specific ones you teach first? If someone came to you, how would you go about teaching? Would there be special makams you teach first or special pieces within the makam that are...
That's what it is, special pieces. I mean, I have to teach kids like songs like this, which is a little simple. Because really, the whole bakashot I know, you know, whether it's difficult or not, there's something else. I mean, there are very few people that really want to learn that come and say, Mickey, please put this down on tape, I want to learn. But not the whole. I don't know if they have Bakashot every Saturday now. If anybody wants to learn, they could come. Or they should. The committee should say, anybody that wants to learn Bakashot, we have class. Then we'll see if people are interested. But by themselves, maybe very few that individuals that really want to learn, they come. But maybe that's the key to it. We don't advertise enough that there are people that wanted to teach if they want to learn. You got a class like this. Wednesday night, we're going to have, say, Ta'amim being taught. Whoever is interested will come. Nobody is interested, they don't come. Forget about it.
So most people just learn by going there.
That's right. It's a basic thing. Anybody that wants to learn could learn if they want, but not interested. And somebody got to be, you know, put it in front of them if they want, that there is such a thing, then maybe they would learn. Like I teach Bar Mitzvah boys, there's some that have potential to be great readers. But like everything else, I tell them that, then years later, say, you know, Mickey, you're right. But that's where it is. And some are very good. And I tell them that. Look, there's very few that know how to do this. You could be one of them. Maybe they feel good or they don't feel good, but they don't, they're all the same vein. That's all. And that's all they know about Mr. Fon. They don't know, like, they can open up the book, I'll give you anything. No, they can't do that. All they know is their part. Mm. That's nothing. Mm.
But do some parents teach the children at home? Extensively?
I don't know if today, if there are any, very, very few. I know, like, my time, my father used to sit down with me Saturday after we finished eating. We got a portion of the Torah for that week, and he would lie down. I would read till he falls asleep, and that's it. But he did it. We realized today what the idea was, you know. I don't know if today, I'm not in contact with any parents that do that with their children, maybe very few, but...
So what do you think is going to happen, like, 30, 40 years from now?
Lost. It's up to you people now. I mean, you know.
You all have to move into the community.
Yeah, you know, really,
teaching.
At least you know something, you know. You know that there's something. Imagine a whole orchestra playing these tunes. It's gorgeous. But I don't know. Did you get in contact with the Shrem or anything, Gabriel Shrem? He's very good. This guy knows more than anybody. We'll check them all off. Gabriel Schramm.
Maybe he can do a
show with us. Yeah, why not? Yeah. He goes a little too slow, don't you?
Has the publication of this book increased the interest?
I think so. Yes.
How good does a person's Hebrew have to be able to sing Pizmonim and Bakashot?
As long as he knows Hebrew, he can fit the words in.
As long as you can read, you don't have to be really good.
That's right. You have to have a good voice, you know. Well, not a good voice, it's not a tune.
Do at least some young people go to the synagogue and sing the Bakashot? Or maybe they do it
not really.
On holidays?
No. Yeah, they haven't got no year. It's just the same people, maybe 15, 20 people. Maybe.
and mostly older people.
That's right.